Hello everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Remember that this is a podcast for commercial professionals who are seeking to develop and ignite their growth with practical tips. Today we will be looking at an area that was inspired by an experience I had in the course of the week. So in the course of the week, I received a message, you know, a random message via WhatsApp, which is, I mean, surprising, but I got it off WhatsApp, and it was from a real estate sales agent, and she was reaching out to promote some properties that were available for purchase. Now, in the course of the week, it's really very busy. There's a lot of work going on, meetings, and what have you. And so I respond to her also by WhatsApp, and I'm like, could you provide some more information? And she gets back to me with some more information, some pictures. And then I ask a bit more questions. And then she responds again. And then I said, okay, I will come back to you. And I haven't heard from her since. I believe this is because she's waiting for me to come back to her. Now, when I thought about that experience in hindsight, I said to myself, prior to receiving that message from her, I wasn't interested in picking up any real estate at this time, but I may have been if I was guided right. Now, what could have been done differently to take my decision-making into the positive or to move me towards actually making a buying decision? I'll tell you what it is. It could have happened if I had a more personal feel or more personal interaction with our dear sales agent. And so today's podcast, dear sales professionals, is focused on getting you to pick up the phone. Prior to the pandemic, there was quite a bit of engagements that had to happen between the sales professionals or the sales team and their customers, especially in the B2B space. You had to go through a whole hog of engagements, negotiations, understanding, and all of that to get your buyer to where you needed him to make the final buying decision and therefore close out on the sale. Now, with the pandemic, it has gotten a lot more difficult. A lot more things are being done virtually. And even for offices that have opened up, they are still not very open to external visitations. And so what this simply means is that our sales professionals have to do their work most virtually. And they should be able to a large extent, get the sale to as close as closure as possible without actually physically visiting the customer. Now, what could have happened differently in my interaction? So after the first message, when I responded, that was a sign that I could be interested. The next thing the lady could have done was to ask my permission to give me a call. If I had gotten to speak with her, it would have created some semblance of a bond. And because I probably would have spoken to her and gauged her reaction and gauged her level, her tonality, her passion, and all of that, I may have been interested in taking the discussion further. And on her side, if she had listened to me, she probably would have been able to gauge exactly where I am in terms of what I would like to do with the information I had received, whether I could in any way be a potential buyer. She could have been able to ask me some more questions that would have guided and directed my decision-making process. But that didn't happen because we didn't have any interaction beyond WhatsApp. Now, what I would like to pass on to our salespeople today is this is the time for more phone calls. This is the time for more video meetings. Less of the emails and the email exchanges. Pick up your phone, make that call, engage that customer, try to get it right. You never actually would know exactly what is expected or what direction that sales opportunity could take if you do not engage and try, you know, remotely, virtually, to understand what exactly is driving your customer's buying requirement. If you start to do this, if you start to engage more aggressively by picking up your phone, by making that call, by booking those video meetings, you will find out that you will be making just as much sales, or if not more, as you were before the pandemic. The world has moved, and we as sales professionals have to move with the world. Do we stop selling? Do we assume people have no need to buy anymore? The answer is no. What we have to do is to move ourselves into a more digital selling process that allows us to use digital tools and allows us to reach out more by actually making calls to our customers. It is so very important that we start to move away from emailing, WhatsApping, text messaging, and move to making calls, scheduling video calls, and following through with that. And for every time we make a call, we make a connection. And if a connection is made, it is easier for you to grow that connection. And we need to bear this in mind as we continue to try to achieve on our sales quotas for the year, for the quarter, or even for the month. It really is very critical. And so to my salespeople in the house, let us try this out this week. Have you forecasted a list? Do you have a pipeline? Consider spending more time on the phone this week, calling your prospects. And let's see how that goes. Have a fantastic week, everyone. Thank you for listening.